What's good?
Welcome back to Co-Signed. If you're new here, I'm Mackenzie.
And I'm Sam. We're your hosts of this very real, raw, and hilarious podcast.
You're gonna love it.
So go ahead.
Grab your snacks, your coffee, your wine.
Whatever your vice is.
And let's get into it.
As you can probably tell by the sound quality,
yeah,
we're back together.
Can you tell that we both sound the same? Reunited. I think I sang that the last time.
It's been like 3 weeks, dude.
Just so excited to be recording in person with Samuel again.
Yes.
So we're gonna make a short, sweet episode. And spoiler, if you have not seen the Friends reunion on HBO Max, do not listen any further. Come back after you've watched it, because we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
So again, spoiler!
Yeah, because if you guys don't know, we are obsessed with Friends.
I think they know by now.
And some people either, it's so funny to me how some people absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
And then other people are just like diehard obsessed fans.
There's no in between. It's not like you're just like, oh yeah, that's a cool show. No, it's either like the best show or it's like, I could live without it.
Right. Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. We're going to talk about it because we both watched it today. How did you feel about it? Just like overall feelings before we really kind of like dive into like details.
I don't know what I was expecting. I thought, I don't know why, I thought it was going to be an actual like episode.
Okay. I didn't. Because when people say reunion, it's just like them getting back together.
Yeah.
If it was going to be like, I don't really know the word I'm looking for, but it's kind of similar to like if they were to do something like Sex and the City and like in the show, but then do like two movies after. But I'm kind of glad they did what they did.
Yeah.
I wanted more for sure. More of them going
through.
I wanted them
to finish the game.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, it's funny to see like at the end where all of them, or especially, you know, Lisa Kudrow, she was like, no, I don't think I'd want them to do a movie or to do another season of like life now, because then that means like going through all of the good things to get to, or, you know, undoing everyone's life, unraveling all the good things to find out where everyone is now. And I agree.
Yeah.
You're just selfish and
I am very selfish.
You want it, you know. So as I was watching, I know you were just like crying and in trance. So I was like actually doing my makeup watching it. So side note, don't do that. Because if you're going to cry, especially if you're
a big fan,
you're going to cry, at least tear up a few times.
Yeah.
Like from the start.
I mean, the cast was crying.
Like from the start.
Yeah.
So I kind of was taking a little bit of notes just so I could like remember in my brain. But let's just start with the set, first of all. Like, how cool is it? Like, because when you're watching the show, you don't really... They make it look so good to where it doesn't actually look like a set where, like, all of the rooms are right there together.
Yeah,
I know. That's so dope.
And they're just going by each one, and you're just like, oh, my God. Or, like, when Joey and Chandler sit in their chairs together. And then Jennifer Aniston's like, oh, my God, they're sitting in their chairs.
And she's like, I'm going to go ask the boys. And then she, you know, it's just funny how they, like, refer to each other, like, their names. The set, and then, like, so obviously David's the first one there, and then Lisa comes in. And even, like, her, as soon as she comes in, her little, oh, like, it sounds just like Phoebe.
I know.
And it's just so, it's crazy how, I'm sure you've noticed, but as soon as they step on set and, like, see everything, they get back to those characters. Yeah. It's, like, even just their little nuances between, all of them.
Oh, I love it so much. And, like, when they're walking through, it's so cool because you remember Courtney Cox walks out of the bathroom and she's like, I just remember all the jokes I told coming out of this bathroom.
And she's like, she said something to Matthew Perry. God, what was it? Something about, all the jokes you told or something like that. It was just so... It was cute, and like Jennifer, as soon as she walks in, she's already crying.
I know.
So I was like, oh, I'm Jennifer.
All right.
I'm crying already. And then her, like, she kept saying, like, honey, just like Rachel did. I feel like that's just like her, but I was like, said honey all the time in the show. Especially to Ross.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but just listening to, like, the directors and the writers talk about casting them and how long it took them to find the right people.
Yeah. I don't remember the time. I knew it was. I mean, I remember them saying it was at least 6 months. Because they went, there was like a month break where they didn't cast anybody because they just couldn't find anyone. And wasn't it, Rachel was the last one to be casted. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because just hearing them talk about how Rachel, they had to look for the perfect person because she was an unlikable character.
Yeah.
She was the most unlikable out of all of them, just script-wise.
Because they wrote her as spoiled and rich, right, basically.
And just to see what Jennifer Aniston, like, took her character as. Just, like, what she made it, you know? Because Rachel, the way she played Rachel, yeah, we know she was spoiled and she came from money or whatever, but she was one of my favorite. Like, I don't actually, do you have a favorite?
No.
I don't have a favorite, and it's so great because, just like Reese Witherspoon said and all the writers said, like, each one of these characters by themselves could be, they're all leads.
Yeah.
And each one of them could have a show by themselves.
Right.
But just the way that they said they didn't even want a lead character. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm getting cold chills just talking about it.
I know. And it was funny when they were talking about how, you know, Courtney Cox had been in some big things before. And they were really careful because they said, you know, we didn't want someone super famous. Mm-hmm. You know,
I love that.
Yeah.
They didn't want it to be the Courtney Cox show.
Yeah.
And just talking about Courtney, when Matt LeBlanc walked in, if you don't know who Matt LeBlanc is, he plays Joey. But he walked in and he was talking to them and he's like, oh, are Courtney's lines still written on the table?
Yeah.
And like, he remembers that. And then she walks in and he's like, Cece. And like, I'm just like, all their nicknames.
I know.
She's like, I had a lot of my lines hidden in these apples and all this stuff. Oh.
And it's so funny because you hear, like, you read about like a lot of shows and sets where the characters actually hate each other off set. And they, like, legit all six are actual friends.
I know. You know? Friends.
Like, they literally recorded that for 10 years together.
Can you imagine? It, like, makes you want to be a part of it.
And just watching the last episode, like, off camera stuff that happened afterward, like, just saying bye to those people. And how crazy. So that was 17 years ago. The last episode aired in 2004. Mm-hmm. And they said that they had only seen each other one other time, which had to be the picture that Jennifer Aniston posted on her page before this reunion. And I'm just thinking, imagine being that close with people. And which, I mean, they saw each other, but they weren't all together.
You're right. And they talked to each other. But to be all together in one room, it's just the chemistry. And there's, like, no denying that their friendship is, like, true, genuine friendship. Is like to see them all look at each other and like I said, just their nuances and just their chemistry. It's beautiful.
Let me just say my favorite reveal was when David and Jennifer actually revealed that they actually did like each other.
Yeah. There was a point where, so how do we feel first about James Corden hosting? Did you like him hosting?
Oh, okay. Yeah, he did great.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. I know there were some people originally like, why would James Corden host it? Like, why wouldn't it be like Paul Rudd? Why wouldn't it be someone that's like more connected to the show? But I think because, well, one, he's a host. Mm-hmm. None of those other people are hosts.
Right.
And I think he has a way of asking questions and getting certain things out of people. I think it's the accent, first of all.
He led it perfectly.
Perfect. And you can tell he has such a respect for the show, too. Mm-hmm. And second, what Sam was saying was, so at one point in the show, he was asking if anyone had any off-screen romances at any point when the show was airing. And then all of a sudden, like, Jennifer's just like, well, David. And he's like, yeah. And so it was revealed that they actually liked each other, but they never acted on it outside of the show.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Even more great. And she was talking about how she was like, I just really hope our first kiss won't be on national television, and sure enough,
it was.
It's the coffee shop kiss.
Or how funny that they asked some questions, and some of the characters didn't even remember doing those episodes.
Like, with the ball?
Yeah.
Like, David Ross didn't even remember the one with the, and I'm like, I love that episode.
I know.
How do you not remember? God, it's just fun. Because, you know, I'm sure there's so many that they probably don't remember. But Matt LeBlanc actually was the one, I feel like, who remembered the most.
Yeah.
Him and Jennifer, and then Lisa. Matthew Perry. He didn't talk a whole lot in the reunion, but he's still, I mean, his one-liners are.
I know.
When he did talk, he made it count.
He was being Chandler.
Definitely.
He really was.
Like Sam said, it started 1994 and went to 2004.
I was four when it started.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
I was three. And I was starting high school when it ended.
That's so crazy to think
But
about.
They had 236 episodes. Mm-hmm. 236.
And I own every single one of them.
And 52, I don't remember all the stats, but I just wrote down these two. 52 million people watched the finale.
Mm-hmm. And they said overall, Friends has been played over 100 billion times.
Like,
let that sink in.
It's probably for me and you.
Because you remember when they were saying they were making like a million per episode. Imagine. I don't even. And how funny that they took Jennifer Aniston from another show.
And the director or the writer, whoever, from that show that she was on, told her that Friends wasn't going to make her a star.
Right.
Matthew Perry actually was on another show, too. They had to pull him.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, that one, CBS actually didn't pick that show up. They picked Friends up, though.
I thought it was cool when the writers talked about how when they wrote the character of Ross, they knew, they wrote it for David. Like
in his voice.
They already knew some of these actors, and when they wrote the characters, they already knew who they wanted for them. And they had said David had quit, and they had to, like, beg him to do the show.
Yeah, he had quit acting. He went straight to, he didn't want to do acting anymore. He went to theater. And they, like, one of the writers said that, we sent him a gift basket. And then one of the other writers said, I don't remember the gift basket. But I remember we sent him the script, and he agreed. And I was just like, them hearing them talk about the casting specifically, just how it worked out for all of them. Like, they really wanted Courtney to play Rachel, but Courtney really identified with Monica. Mm-hmm. And then for Joey to come in, Matt LeBlanc to come in, he had $9 in his pocket and read it. And the fake Joey was really the other Joey that they were casting. It was between those two. And I was like, fake Joey, no way.
No.
It's Matt LeBlanc all the way. God, I loved it. I just loved everything about it.
Just seeing them all together, you can just see the genuine love, you know?
Yeah. Like, they're our friends.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the writers, I believe, said that originally it was going to be called The Friends, and they just dropped The.
Yeah.
And it was just Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Friends. I can't call it that.
I know.
It just sounds weird. We're back. So let's talk about, I wrote down a few of my favorites, even though I can't pick a one favorite episode.
Okay.
Right? I'm going to go through mine,
go ahead.
You can go through yours. So I have, like, six.
Okay.
Of my top. I couldn't pick a top five. So obviously the one with Unagi.
Yeah. That was gonna be
Seven
one of mine.
Rule. The one with the embryos. The one with the jellyfish. The one with the proposal.
Yes, of course.
And then when Ross gets his tan, the one with Ross's tan. I love that one so much. And of course the last ones, the part one and part two.
Yeah.
How could you not like the last? I mean, that's the most emotional one, but those are my, I think if I'm going through, of course I love all of them.
Right.
But I think the ones that I just like enjoy the most, I think those are my top. Unless it's with Phoebe and Paul Rudd.
Like, I was going to say their whole, when they brought Paul Rudd in for her, that
Princess Consuela banana hammock.
Those, crap bag.
This is my husband. Tell her my name, sweetie. Crap bag.
The lady's like, crap bag.
I love it so. Like, they fed off, like, their chemistry. And he played that character just as weird.
Right.
As she did. God, I loved it. Nobody else could play Phoebe. And it takes, like, a really good actress to play Phoebe.
Yeah.
Like, because you have to be so good to be
that loopy.
That loopy.
Yeah.
And at one point when she was like, by the way, I don't want to do another one, another episode or another movie, because at my age, can you imagine me saying, like, flotty-da or, like,
or
floopy or whatever? And I'm like, she's got a point. She's got a point. But would it not be cute if maybe Phoebe doesn't do that, but hers and Mike's kids are like that?
Right.
Or at least one of them is?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, oh, I don't know.
You know what? We know it's not going to happen. I know. So I'm not even, you know.
One can only dream.
One can dream. You named a few of my favorites. One of them that I really love is when Ross falls asleep with the bleach on his teeth.
They look so fake. They look like Trident teeth. And I'm just like,
what? He's like, who has a black light? It's 1999.
Or, oh my God, the girl that he's dating, what's her name, when she has, like, the dirtiest apartment, like, rats are and cats.
Oh, my
God. Can you imagine? Oh, my gosh, just imagine, like, the set.
He picks up, like, bologna on the couch.
Like, it's so hard not to love every single one of them. They should have had Phoebe's brother on there.
Yeah, they should have. But one of the best is when they showed in the reunion the leather pants.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And to hear them talk about, to hear Matt LeBlanc specifically talk about David filming that, or like when they were doing that episode, and he said, I knew nothing was coincidental. His comedic timing. He's like, my favorite part is when he slips and hits his head. Yeah. He's like, I knew that was David. And he's like, you just played Ross so well. And him talking about his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he was like, oh yeah, watch this one. Like, watch this. Like, this is good. And all this. It's just like, and I'm glad that they watch it too. They might not watch it all the time, but when it's on, they're like, oh, let's see which one this one is.
It's weird that Lisa Kudrow was saying there were seasons she had never watched. Yeah. But they all say, like, it's so weird to watch yourself. So
that's true.
I mean, but that's what Daniel Radcliffe and them said about Harry Potter.
Yeah. You
know? It would be so weird to watch yourself that young. And Matt LeBlanc, when he was like, you know, I'm watching it, and I'm like, this just isn't believable.
Oh, yeah, because he's like, I know it's not real because it's me doing it.
Yeah.
He was like, but, you know, no one else knows that. And I'm like, no. Well, I can understand that because, like, it's you doing it. And you're like, well, this is just was my job at one point. But for the world that they created and, like, to hear the people
talking about it, like, saving their life.
Yeah. At some point, one of these people had said that they had, like, locked themselves in their room and, like, didn't want to leave. They were just, like, down and out, and, like, they would turn on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, David Beckham,
yeah,
talk about it, and, oh, I love it.
It's one of those shows that I always loved because I always put it on when I just want to laugh. There's nothing super heavy on it.
Yeah.
It's just a funny show, and it blows my mind when people say that it's not funny at all, because that's just some BS.
No. And I think you have to, like, their humor, though. And what's funny to me now, or, like, what I love about it now, is I used to watch Friends with my mom.
Me too.
And now, she was more of a Seinfeld person. But I just fell in love with the Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the Friends. I just remember, like, not fully understanding. I still thought it was funny, and I still love watching it. But now that I'm at the age to where they were similarly,
yeah,
and I understand, like, what right. they were going through, and yeah. I'm like, this is so relative, and it just makes it even funnier, because you're like, nobody has anything figured out, like, we don't have anything figured out, they don't have anything figured right. out, so I laugh and I cry just as much as I did the very first time that I watch it, every time that I watch it.
I know.
So I know we just listed, do you have any more favorite episodes that you can think of? I know we have a lot of the same, because we reference them all the time.
Right. I love the Vegas episode where Chandler and Monica almost elope.
Yeah.
That episode's real funny because that's when Ross draws on Rachel's face.
Mr. Rachel and, God, what are they called? They're, like, drunk, and then she's like, oh, thank you, Mr. Rachel. Like, fault pouring out of a chapel. Oh, I love it. She has, like, the cat or whatever she has drawn on her face.
Because he's like, what can I do so we can leave the room? So he lets her draw on his face. I love it.
And you're just, like, wishing that they just, like, hook up already. Just hook up.
Right.
I hope they really get married. And they actually do, and you're like, yay! So I'm going to list of favorite parts of certain episodes. Like, they may not be all my favorite episodes.
Okay.
But these are, like, definitely my favorite parts. And one of these was, like, when we just, like, clicked at work.
I already know what you're going to say.
So my top favorite, and literally, as the fashion show was happening, I was like, somebody please walk out in all of Chandler's clothes. Right. And then Matt LeBlanc walks out. So one of my favorite parts is when they're all supposed to be getting ready, and Joey puts on all of Chandler's clothes, and he's like, "Can I be wearing any more clothes? Hope you don't do any
lunges."
To hear them talking about that specific episode, that was the longest episode it took them to film.
I know.
Because he dislocated his shoulder. I know. And to hear them say, and one of the writers, the female writer, she was like, "We had it in like two takes. I don't know why we decided to, to try and film it fourth time. But we shouldn't have because he hurt himself." Mm-hmm. I love that one.
And how they incorporated his sling in when he falls off the bed.
This is why your mom told you not to jump off the bed. I love that. And just to be like, for them to be writers and to be that quick, it's just crazy to me. One of my other favorites is when Joey's playing rock, paper, scissors, fire. Yeah. He's like, fire, duh. And Rose is like, what is that? I love that. And so they show bloopers, so you're going to die at those. They show bloopers throughout the reunion.
Phoebe's laugh.
Oh my God, it's the best laugh. And they all of them agreed. Who has the best laugh? Lisa, hands down. When they're playing the game in the apartment, obviously, to win the apartment.
I was so glad that they did new questions in the game did.
And then my last favorite, just as I was thinking, was the one we've already talked about, it when Ross and Rachel kiss.
Yeah.
Because just to, like, feel the tension. And Courtney even said, like, she's so glad that they didn't kiss off screen. Right. Because it wouldn't have been as good, I don't think.
Yeah.
And to hear all them talk about, yeah, we all knew that you guys liked each other. Like, and we all knew.
And it was so funny when David, they were like, "We didn't act on it." And Matt LeBlanc's like, "Bullshit."
And everyone was like, and the writers are dying. And then James is like, James Corden's like, "What?" And they're like, he's like, "No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing." And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know. And Jennifer's like, no. Because I think at the time,
they were both dating people.
Yeah.
Was that when she was with
Brad?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was wondering. And he was a guest on the show.
Maybe. He was.
Funny.
And to see when they were doing the fashion show, Justin Bieber was in the little...
The freaking potato.
Yes. Sputnik.
To hear David talk about that, though, he's like in front of one of his favorite actors, and he's like, "And I have to wear a freaking potato costume."
And then...
Which is funny because all the while Chandler's in a giant pink bunny costume.
They didn't have that come out either. I was hoping they were going to have someone in the... In the bunny costume. And then the holiday armadillo. I love it. And James Corden was like, "And it still looks cool. Like, I don't understand."
I loved when they brought out Lady Gaga to do Smelly
Cat
with
her. She was like embodying Phoebe. Mm-hmm. Like she was wearing the hippie stuff. Yep. They sounded good. And you could tell Lisa was just like, "Yeah, sure, sit down."
I know.
Yeah. I wish, honestly, that she would have channeled Phoebe in that moment when Gaga was like, did I do it okay? And I wish Phoebe would have said something like, "Well, you're not me," or something, right. Like, I wish she would just channeled Phoebe and just be like, that would have been great. But
even though she was like, "I still think I sound better alone."
That's true. Gah. And then Gunther, how different.
Yeah.
Did Gunther look?
Yeah. I had actually read, this isn't in the reunion, but I have like a whole book about random facts about it. And the only reason that he got picked to play Gunther was because he was the only one in the coffee shop that could work the espresso machine.
Really?
That's why he got that role.
Well, isn't he glad he knows how to do an espresso machine? Because I wouldn't have gotten that.
What a meal ticket.
I know. So... everyone needs to go and learn how to work an espresso machine because you never know when you're going to need it. Because I need to do that. I love that.
And so you know how he had bright bleached hair?
Yeah.
So the only reason that I watched an interview with him.
I was going to say, like, his hair looks so different.
He said that what happened was he was supposed to film the next day. And one of his friends was learning how to do hair and asked him to do his hair. And bleached his hair like that by accident. So he had to keep bleaching it. For the show.
Oh my God. How do you bleach someone's hair by accident?
Right.
Like that color?
Because his hair was like white.
Yeah.
So he said through the whole series he had to keep bleaching his hair that color.
Oh my gosh. And I love like one of my favorite parts, just Gunther related, is when he's asking Rachel when her birthday is.
Yeah.
And then, was it Ross? Yeah, Ross is like, "My birthday is," he's like, "Yeah, whatever." And he's like, Oh my god, we could just talk for hours about it, but you have to watch it. HBO Max. It's on. I think it released midnight tonight, like last night at midnight. But
it's super cool to just see them all together, and
they actually like have the interview, like one part of the interview, like with the whole cast, like in front of the fountain, mm-hmm. and like the outside, they have like little coffee shop tables, and and then Ross's and Monica's parents were in the audience. Phoebe was just like off in her own world. I always wanted her and Joey to have like a thing.
Yeah.
But
they were just so close.
Yeah. I think it was just good that they didn't.
And Paul Rudd was like perfect.
Perfect for Phoebe.
For that.
Mm-hmm. But you always wanted Joey to have somebody.
I know.
I mean, Ross and Rachel end up together.
Mom Joey said Chandler. He just assumed that he probably owns a sandwich shop now.
In Venice Beach. And James is like, please do that.
Right.
Because they all live in California. Please do that. And I just wish Janice would have been, you know, you almost just wanted just a bit longer.
Yep.
With her.
Agree. Yeah.
Like from the second it starts, it's like you just get cold chills.
I know. When they're all walking in
and
seeing the set. And how crazy at the end when they said at the series finale, by the next day, a new show was starting and they had to break all that down immediately. There was like no grace period to like even reminisce.
And they've saved it this entire time.
I guess so.
I mean, the couch looked the same. Like, everything looked the same.
And some of them said that they had kept souvenirs.
And then Mr. Heckles coming in.
I know. And he was old when they were filming that.
I was like,
he's
got to
be like in his 80s or 90s, like at least.
I was like, golly, Mr. Heckles is still alive?
And he still kept his Mr. Heckles
face. Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe they didn't remember his name. I was sitting there like, Mr. Heckles.
I know. I think somebody said like Heckler or something. I think Lisa said something very close. And then Joey's hand twin.
Yeah.
And then Richard. And then Monica couldn't recognize his voice. As soon as I heard the answer machine, I was like, Richard!
Right.
That's Richard! But,
telling you.
God, there were so many people that I was just like, oh, I hope they make an appearance. But, and then I really wanted Reese Witherspoon to be there.
Mm-hmm. At least she did
But at least she did like an interview.
I was sad Paul Rudd wasn't in it at all because that would have been cool.
Me too. I did see something. I didn't look into it. I should have. But I saw something, like an interview or something that Paul Rudd had done about Friends. And he said that he just felt like a prop on the show. But he was in 17 episodes.
That's what I'm saying. He became a main character
right,
at the end. Once he
feel like a
in.
Prop. So we could go on and on and on. But if you have not seen it, hopefully you're not still listening. If you are, sorry.
It's so good. If you're a fan, it was yes. so nostalgic. Just
let us know like your favorite part.
Yeah.
Because we wanna just reminisce.
And if you even like Friends or not.
Yeah.
You could be listening like, what the heck are they talking about?
Yeah. Or like, oh, they drank the Friends juice. Yes, we have.
Yes.
And we made more.
Since I was like 5.
So, sorry about it. Hater.
No, but we wanted to do this episode because we are actually going to be taking a little break.
Yeah, it's time. We're going to kind of cap season one. You know, a lot of shows, not every podcast does seasons, but we decided we kind of wanted to cap season one and just take a week or two off just to get some
new stuff
together, just kind of revamp and everything and get the ball rolling for season two.
We've got some new ideas.
Mm-hmm. We've been going strong since October, so kind of need a little break, a little refresher.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we're not going to still post on our Instagram, so make sure that you follow us there. The last thing that we are going to do before season one actually, you know, is officially over, we are going to be doing our giveaway.
Yep.
Like this coming week. So
be on the lookout for that.
Go follow us, co.signpodcast. And make sure you enter and you know how to enter and how to win. Make sure you know that secret word, okay?
We're going to drop it one more time.
Starbucks. Like the coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, and while we're on this little break, please, please, please DM us, drop us a comment, or send us a voice message of anything you want us to talk about when season two starts. Like, no topic is off limit, and we mean that.
And we're excited for what's next. You know, like she said, this was our first season ever. So we learned a lot.
Learned a lot.
You know, some things we loved, some things we didn't love so much, some things we want to change. So season two is going to look a little different, but I think it's going to be more fun.
Yeah, and if you've been listening since the very first one, you a trooper. Thank mm-hmm. you. We yeah. love having you here. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
But as usual, guys, I'm not going to say every week, but when we come back, it's still going to be on Tuesdays. Ain't nothing changing with that.
Nope.
So keep on the lookout for the next episode, I guess. All right, guys. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Oh my God. Oh my God.